Adam Curry, John C. Dvorak.
And Sunday, July 16, 2017, this is your award-winning Gitmo Nation Media Assassination, episode 947.
This is No Agenda.
Rolling out the best our producers have to offer and broadcasting almost live from the darkest corners of the internet, the capital of Gitmo Nation douchebag, Saint-Tropez. In the morning, everybody, I'm Adam Curry.
And from Northern Silicon Valley, where I have these devices, I'm John C. Dvorak.
It's Crackpot and Buzzkill in the morning.
Yes, in the morning to you, sir.
Love the screaming goat.
Nothing like it. Nothing like some lamb, some goat, and your best podcast in the universe. Almost live for this.
Yes, we're doing it. You're going to be in a situation where you're not going to get on this. We're not going to be able to do the show, so we're doing this. Which is apparently dynamite.
Yes. Yeah, so first of all, I mean, we've gone through some troubles this trip, but I knew for sure that the south of France was going to be problematic, mainly because it's the end of our vacation. We'll probably be drunk.
Well, might as well.
You know me, one beer. Woo! Partay. We're off to the races. This is one of those rare occasions where we have a best of show, but unlike previous episodes, which have usually been carefully and lovingly put together by Sir Ramsey Cain, this show is something we haven't done yet.
And apparently you've got enough material for two shows.
I could do 2 3-hour shows easily. Now, that would include almost all of the end-of-show mixes that we've had since we started doing them. And I, you know, to be honest, I don't even know when we started really doing those.
I remember when we first started, we used to do that. We're going to play something at the end, and then we both decided that wasn't going to work because we wanted to comment on them.
Right.
You know, we had, remember that? It was about a year for almost, at least 6 months, we were doing these end-of-show little, like,
ditties.
Cuts of, yeah, ditties. Actually, they were long. It was like stuff you didn't want to put in the show as just like right. kind of a bonus material
right,
thing.
Right,
somewhere
right.
along the line. Yeah. And then you decided it was, and I agreed that this was not working because we wanted to, some of the stuff was so interesting. We needed some discussion, but we were to end the show. Right. So that wasn't going to happen.
So,
and then
go ahead.
I don't know when it began when you started doing
this.
I do.
Really started around March, April, 2015. Then it, although we had, you know, jingles and little things, it was the Obama, no, if that's when
it really. No, it was before that.
That was 2015.
I think it was way, I think we were in the 2014. Now I'm going to have to go listen to some old shows and see if I can isolate when it actually began.
You're right. For example,
We were way on our way by the time the no. That,
right.
that just kicked
well,
it up.
Well, I have
a notch.
October 4th, 2014.
That's how we go. That's how we roll.
That's all for us.
And that's the story.
So these were short, but then they got longer. And
right, because some of mixologists, these guys, well, mixologists is a bartender, but these mixed guys came in with their longer pieces, which really were designed for the end of the show. They weren't designed to. These other originally these things were designed for in-show use.
Yeah. Well, GX2, who kind of semi-retired from time to time, he comes back and does something. I think some things changed in his life. He didn't have the time. But you remember GX2, he would have a mix almost every week. And they were really techno and they were high energy.
You used them at the beginning of the show, before the show started.
Yes, exactly. The beginning of the show. But then I think some of them were so good that we put them at the end of the show. Maybe it was GX2 who kicked a lot of that off.
I know.
It's possible.
Lost to history.
Anyway, I have them all in a bin. There's other things in there, which is why I can't exactly pinpoint when we started doing that. But I have them in a bin on the production machine. And it was so mind-boggling to pick these things up. And I tried to, you know, at first I was like, I want to do them, you know, really mix and match. But I did some of that, but really did it in chronological order to some degree.
So what we're going to hear is the end of show stuff compiled.
Yes.
I don't think we've made clear yet.
Not just compiled, but also expertly mixed by myself.
Yeah, you actually did the work.
Well, no. But I did the work of putting it together. But it was multi-track.
They're not long enough to set you. They're all short. I mean, this reminds me when I did the clips of, just clips of clips.
That's right.
And I did it like 2 hours worth, and they're all short enough that it was nuts. It took me a year.
Yeah, this didn't take me. Well, you had to find them and cut them down. I had this big bin. I'm just mixing and matching and multi-tracks and, put one, and then I'd use little vignettes and drop them in between two. It was a lot of fun to do. The thing, I think I mentioned this a couple of weeks ago, is because it contains voices of politicians and celebrities and, there's, everything from Hillary to Whoopi to you name it. It's very, very trippy. And I've tested a few of these out in the pre-stream. I've played some little bits of this.
By tested, does that include some extracurricular smoking?
No, I tested them on the audience.
Okay, that's different.
No. This was created completely without any influence of anything. This was just totally vibing on the music. So I'm going to put I was thinking about how do I credit all these people? Later on, I did a much better job of when someone sent me something. I'd put their name in the title. A lot of people forget to do that. They don't do any tags. They just have a title. So I started getting into the habit of putting in the producer. Since I'm sure I've missed many, my thinking was maybe this will go up on the No Agenda Player, noagendaplayer.com, which is a phenomenal resource if you've never seen it before. Every program, every episode is uploaded that we do. And people go in and there's already someone's annotating up front, and then you can go in and add more annotations. It would be great if people would check it out and help us annotate so everybody can get the credit that they deserve.
Okay.
You're underwhelmed.
We should get this party started. Right?
Ooh, yes, Mr. DJ. Indeed. Without further ado, we will come back to talk a little bit halfway and to remind you of the importance of our program and how you can help. Until then, we present for you the multitude of No Agenda mixing producers. We don't have a title for it. John, what are we going to call this? What are we calling this show?
The Mix?
In the Mix.
Oh, I like that. In the Mix. A takeoff on In the Morning.
That's right. Here it is, everybody. In the Mix, In the Morning.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise for your Gitmo Nation National Anthem.
In the morning, Gitmo Nation, we are all charged up to be human resources and servants in all lands and all ships at sea. From the east to west, down under to the lowlands and beyond, we are happy and distracted slaves. Hear our Gitmo Nation song.
In the morning!
Young, techno experts.
Thank you. the douchebag of the year. Now, ain't he great, folks? Ain't he grand? The douchebag of the year. Douchebag, Mr. Douchebag of the year. Look at him smile, look at him shine. He's the douchebag of the year.
I'm John Galt, and thank you for joining me. With No Agenda, John C. Dvorak and Adam Curry endeavor to market the product of their blood, sweat, and tears to the United States of the universe. As you all know, this kind of Herculean effort to oppose oppressive bureaucratic functionaries cannot go unnoticed. That is why I, John Galt, confer the seal of Atlas to these fine men for their excellence in audio programming. These two men and their producers are forged from Reardon Steel.
You've got something going on and you need a distraction.
If you wake up with the blues, trying to fill your day with news, there's one thing you must remember: No Agenda in the morning.
For a healthy, balanced news diet, try noagendashow.com.
No agenda for the future. No agenda for America. No agenda for the second term.
I've got information, man. New shit has come to life.
Flying over Afghanistan, or maybe it was Pakistan, I promised myself to aim myself at every woman, child, and man. That was on my list. I don't care if I missed. I'm remote controlled. I do what I'm told by someone at a computer. Obama gave me a push. More than Bush, and I cost millions. I'm supposed to target terrorists, but not so much civilians. I don't know what to say. Whoops, some got in my way. A drone again. Naturally. A drone again. Naturally.
Living the mac and cheese life.
Mac and Cheese by Ayn Rand.
Trade your liberty for some safety.
George Clooney. George Clooney. George Clooney is a spy.
Someone's getting cornholed today.
Sounds like a recipe for success to me.
Someone had taken what I said, wrote a ridiculous op-ed and spread it all over the goddamn internet. I came in contact with the author and I asked her, hey, what gives? She messaged to me and this is what she said. Oh, there ain't no rest for the trigger. We're easily displeased. We've got a hair to dye, we've got tears to cry. Please give me a sympathy. No, I won't let loose. I get my news from places like something someone said. They called for the resignation of a man who seemed quite patient in explaining what it was he really meant. Apparently the crowd was mad that he didn't want to ban Halloween costumes that might have offended some. When I tried to intervene, a lady lunged right out at me. She summoned some muscle and then began to hum. Oh, there ain't no rest for the trigger. Where is the leader's please? We've got a head to tie, we've got front door, but from my burrito.
not even a man. I'm a bi-gender girl with manly tendencies. I said, okay, sir, whatever, and he called up the police. Now I'm serving 6 to 10 because I didn't disagree on that. Ain't no rest for the trigger.
But resist we much, we must, and we will much about that be committed.
Hey now, y'all, can we just get real? Do we really care about our fans, or is this just another deal? Said another way, that we lost our way? Social's about the people, remember? We are people. Do we really need another like, fan, or share? Do we need another post to show up everywhere? I hope as we scatter that we never forget that our posts live forever, even when we go to bed.
So connect with me, let's have some fun, let's show the world how this gets done. Let's get social.
Social.
Social media. Let's get social.
Social.
With social media. We can spread the word and grow our reach and find our fans in their newsfeed. Let's get social.
Let's get social. Give it up, Mary McCoy. Woo!
Bingo, bingo, boom, boom, chag-a-lack-a-lack, boom, 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 chag-a-lack, boom, boom.
Caliphate in Iraq, I think I'm gonna crap my pants.
Bingo, boom, chag-a-lack.
Fear is freedom. Subjugation is liberation. Contradiction is truth. Those are the facts of this world. And you will all surrender.
We are here, hashtag America, near our hashtag target.
ISIS, ISIS, baby. ISIS, ISIS, baby.
Will Matt and Marie, they're talking sensibly. They're sitting in a tree, K-I-S-S-I-N-G.
It's the Matt and Marie Show, starring Matt Lee. Also starring Marie Harf.
And that's the story.
And her head is gone.
Ebola. That's how we go. That's how we roll. That's how we roll. And that's the story.
Obama, Ebola, has that song grown. Ebola's gonna kill us all.
Ow! ISIS.
Ow! We will follow them to the gate of hell.
ISIS.
Oh, there's no winning. We don't like to foster a competitive atmosphere, but we laugh a lot. Now everyone hug and share a secret.
Climate change is real.
It's real. It's real. It's real.
Bomb them. We need to kill and bomb them. Bomb them. We need to kill and bomb them. Bomb them. We need to bomb them. We need to kill them and bomb them again.
Amen. Fist bump.
Fat lady!
ISIS uses social media like a job fair.
Troubled soul, come to the caliphate. Come to the caliphate.
Because we and our allies sent 600 tons of weapons into that civil war.
You have people, mosques being vandalized, kids being executed.
Because we'll be back one day to fight our own weapons.
They were known as normal teenagers.
They punish us for doing things that we take for granted.
Normal teenagers.
We are killing them, and we will continue killing ISIS terrorists that pose a threat to us. We're very good at that. Good at that.
Jamila, is it funny or is it in poor taste?
Yet as we look around the world, we encounter upheaval and conflict and chaos.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time to rumbleize!
We need to kill them. We need to kill them. Bomb them. Bomb them. Bomb them. And bomb them again, eh? To kill them. We need to kill them. Bomb them. Bomb them. And bomb them again, eh? And bomb them again, eh? Bomb them. Bomb them. And bomb them again, eh? And bomb them again, eh? Bomb them. Bomb them. Bomb them. And kill them. Bomb them. Bomb them. Bomb them. And kill them. Bop, bop, bomb them again. Bop, bop, bomb them again. We need to kill them. Bop, bop, bomb them again. Bop, bop, bomb them again. We need to kill them. And bomb them again.
My God, for 25 years, they've been growing babies and cows.
There are four things I want the public to know. First, I thought it would be easier during my 4 years as Secretary of State. Obviously, it hasn't worked out that way. Second, I opted for convenience, and I think most people understand that. Third, no one wants their yoga routines made public. And fourth, what difference at this point does it make?
El Shabab. Ya-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. El Shabab.
Man overboard!
I spoke. The Uber driver.
Hi. Are you like me? When you watch the news, you think something is wrong or missing. It just doesn't make sense what some of these people are telling us. Then I discovered No Agenda, the podcast that really tells me what's going on. Wow, what a revelation. It's an astonishing eye-opener. Google the words, No Agenda, to find out more, or just listen for yourself at noagendashow.com. ITM.
You slaves can get used to mac and cheese, macaroni and cheap cheddar melted together.
Mac and cheese.
Do spike check. Do spike check.
I love bugs. Bugs.
Tastes like poop.
Yes, the beaches are back open! Woohoo! Yeah!
No. Hey! No. No. Hey!
As a general rule, I am just fine with a few hecklers. But not when I'm up in the house.
No.
Hey. Can we have this person removed, please? Can we escort this person out? Come on. Okay, you know what?
No.
As a general rule, I am just fine with a drink in the booth. Hold on a second. And drink in the booth. Okay, you know what? No. And drink in the booth. It's not respectful when you get invited to somebody. I know that's right. Come on. You're not gonna get a good response from me by interrupting me like this. I'm sorry. No. Come on. No. Shame on you. Hey. You can either stay and be quiet, or we'll have to take you out. All right. Can we have this person removed, please? Okay. Where was I?
Donate to a no agenda. They give ushers week after week. Donate to a no agenda. It's a show that's really unique. Donate to a no agenda. Listen to John and Adam speak. Donate to a no agenda. Science is turning into a clique.
Welcome to the White House, everybody.
Thank you. We're going to have some friends come up here and play with us.
President Barack Obama and Vice President Joe Biden.
Hey, hello, everybody.
Hey. This is a rowdy crowd. I don't want you guys to break anything while you're here now. Listen, you're in my house. Thank you.
Sing great. How sweet the sound.
Ready, boys?
That saved a wretch like me.
No. You can either stay and be quiet, or we'll have to take you out.
Predator drones. You will never see it coming.
All right. Can we have this person removed, please? Okay, you know what? Okay, where was I?
Thank you.
Sing grace. How sweet the sound. Sing grace. How sweet the sound. God continue to shed his grace on the United States of America.
Well, I'll see you again soon.
You kind of screwed up my ending, but that's okay. Thank you. God bless you.
Here she is, Raven. Give it up.
WTC7 won't go away.
A little harsh, but you gotta live with it. There are rules in the world, so you kind of have to follow them.
I'm a rule follower, so if the rule is that we have to do it, then I'll do it.
Hey, hey, listen. No. You're in my house. Hey, hey.
Come on, guys.
No. Shame on you. Hey, hey.
Okay.
No. I'm up in the house. Hey,
hey. Breaking the booth.
No. No.
Cleanse out the book of knowledge. Cleanse out the book of knowledge. Cleanse out the book of knowledge.
Yeah, no.
This plan period and what we keep fighting for, some ladies need it.
Some ladies need it. Some ladies need it. And yes, there should be regulations where it can be
smart, man.
You know, don't be going around having babies that you can't have. And if you have a problem with it, get out of my vagina.
But wait a minute. You know what? Why Planned Parenthood came into being, which was people got tired of tripping over women with hangers hanging out of their bodies because they were giving themselves these abortions. It was supposed to be safe and clean. So explain to me now what you're going to do, because if you think this is going to stop women from doing it, it's not. People who are desperate enough to go and get an abortion, there's a reason they need it. They feel they need it, and it's get out of my vagina.
Don't be going around having babies that you can't have, 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 babies.
It's time for 3x3, experiment by JCD, comparing stories from ABC, CBS, and NBC, the never-ending 3x3.
Climate changes,
it's gonna have to be a different man.
When the ocean rises just this much, this whole area will be underwater.
That's what you gotta get your heads around.
Oh, Elon!
Intelligence work takes place within a strong legal framework. We operate under the rule of law and are accountable for it. In some countries, secret intelligence is used to control their people. In ours, it only exists to protect their freedoms. Protect their freedoms. Protect their freedoms.
Oh,
protect
my gosh.
Their freedoms.
Can you see that juice?
The caliphate, that is why we've all died, the caliphate.
What do we do from here? And you're right. We've got to get some jobs. And with 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 some jobs.
We must, we
But resist,
we must.
We must. We must.
And
we will much.
About
that be committed. But resist,
we must.
We must.
We must.
And we will much. About that be committed.
You have to figure out, all right, what do we do here? And you're right. We've got to get some jobs. I want some jobs. I want some jobs. I want some jobs. I want some jobs.
We must. We must. And we will much.
What is this?
We must. We must. And we will much.
What is this?
We must. We must.
With you.
Jeb Bush or Hillary or one of these politicians, all talk, no action, all controlled by lobbyists and donors and donors, all controlled by lobbyists and donors, 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 all controlled by lobbyists and donors and donors, people like me from previous months, okay? Bing, bing, bong, bong, bing, bing, bong, bong, bing, bing, bong, bong, bing, 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 bong, bong. Bong, bing, bing, bong, bong, bing, 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 bing. They're going to call me. Not going to be any good. They didn't give me any money. Not going to be any good. They didn't give me any money. They didn't take care of me. I don't need it. I don't want it. I couldn't care less. Couldn't care less. You are going to love President Trump. Bing, bing, bong, bong. Bing, bing, bong, bong. Bing, bing, bong, bong. Bing, 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 bing. Bing, bing, bong, bong. China, China, from China. And I love China. Nothing wrong with China. I love the Mexican people. They have tremendous spirit. They're taking your job, taking your money, they're taking everything. And I'm gonna win the Hispanic vote. It's true. Bing, bing, bong, bong, bing, bing, bong, bong. China, 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 from China. You are going to love President Trump. Bing, bing, China, 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 from China. You are going to love President Trump. Bing, 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 bong, bong. Bing, bing, bong, bong. Bing, bing, bong, bong. Bing, 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 bing. Bing, bing, bong, bong. Bing, bing, bong, bong. Bing, bing. Bing, bing, bing. You know what that is, right?
Roll up, roll up with a magical shape-shifting tune. Step right this way.
Roll up with the shape-shifting tune.
No. Hey, listen, I love you back.
DH Deutschland, here is the Hawk.
Hongong Juggernaut, 진행되었다.
Hey, come on, guys. No.
Hongong Juggernaut, 진행되었다.
You might die. Sucking in soot. You might die. Sucking in soot. You might die. Sucking in soot. After about 5 minutes, I'd start feeling a burning in my chest. And it was just me sucking in soot and smog. Sucking in soot. And smog.
The fact of the matter is,
99.5% of scientists and experts
see the oceans rise.
more extreme weather events, more drought, more flooding, bigger hurricanes, typhoons.
And you might die.
That's the dream each of us has for ourselves and our families.
Sucking in, sucking in, sucking in, soot. Sucking in, sucking in, sucking in, soot.
Burning in my chest.
Sucking in, sucking in, sucking in, soot.
And smog.
Sucking in, sucking in, sucking in, soot.
Hey, you say.
Time to talk about that!
The occasional moments where there's an at is a zen. And sure, so you torch them too. The only occasional moment that's where there's an ant that you do not torch, and that's an ant that's carrying one of the dead ants back.
Oh no, you have to be, that's the guy you have to let go.
Of course. Yeah, that's the guy. On the side of a hill.
Do you think that hill is just one big ant hill?
No, it's like mostly bedrock.
Bedrock. Your house.
Yes, on the side of a hill. It's a big giant rock.
Okay.
But there's enough soil. These ants don't need a lot. But there's enough soil. That's called siege mode.
Yeah. What other modes do your ants have?
Well, they have sneak attack. That's called siege mode.
Yeah. What other modes do your ants have?
Well, they have trick that for people who are especially in the West Coast have to deal with these Argentinian ants. And this trick does indeed work. So one of the things that the ants will do in the kitchen is that they'll send a scout, one, two, three, or four scouts out. For people who are especially in the West Coast have to deal with these Argentinian ants. And this trick does have a trick for people who are especially in the West Coast have to deal with these Argentinian ants. And this trick does
have a trick.
Those they find something, they go back and report back. Next scene, there's a light. It's a long extension.
It has a bendy.
Some of them bend, some of them don't.
I recommend the metal bendies because then you can
light it. Yeah, you just buy the cheapest. You find all the ones that are on you, just torch them. And you leave them there.
Wouldn't one of those crack lighters be better? Like
okay, you know what? No. What? Listen, you're in my house, drinking the booze. No. Shame on you.
Yeah.
We'll be carrying babies in their testicles.
Yeah.
And giving birth to them through their anus. When you start carrying a baby in your bag.
Yeah.
And brushing that baby through your ass.
Yeah.
This is the Lord's house. This is the Lord's house.
Donald
claims to care about him. Donald, I understand rules are very hard for you.
You're doing a great job. I have this book.
Okay,
Thank you for the book.
Go ahead. Donald, you can get back on your
desk. We had a lot of fun up here tonight. Thank you for the book.
Donald, relax.
You're the best.
Yes or no?
Whoa.
In fact,
we came,
We saw, he died.
I got ants. I got ants. I don't know if we had a, you know, ants. We had ant invasion. I was thinking if you desiccated a big pile of ants and then ground them to a powder like a fine grind of black pepper, we were having dinner and I got an ant somehow in the meal, and I ate it. These things are peppery. I got ants. I got ants. These ants, they don't need a lot. And then you see, you find all the ones that are roaming around. Although I backed them off by doing the burning trick. You just torch them. And you leave them there. The only ant, there are occasional moments where there's an ant that you do not torch, and that's an ant that's carrying one of the dead ants back. I got ants. I got ants. I got ants. I got ants. 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 Ants.
Oh, they're not that bad.
This is a rowdy crowd. No. I don't want you guys to break anything while you're here. No. I've told you that the civil rights of LGBT Americans is... Yeah, hold on a second. Okay, you know what? No. Hey. Yeah. Listen. You're in my house. You're not gonna get a good response from me by interrupting me like this. I'm sorry. No. Shame on you. You shouldn't be doing this. You can either stay and be quiet, or we'll have to take you out. All right. Can we have this person removed, please? I'm just going to wait until we get this done. Okay. Where was I? As a general rule, I am just fine with a few hecklers, but not when I'm up in the house. My attitude is if you're eating the hors d'oeuvres, you know what I'm saying?
You're Trump is Hitler.
I'm happy. Thank you.
Good job.
Super happy. They're rich.
Happier than the United States. Oh.
waiting for Agenda Day. Got some clips I'd like to play. Johnny Lennon deconstructs extreme media, it sucks. Should I try to tell me more? Yes, you should, unless you're poor.
I can't help but think about Upton Sinclair, who said, "It's hard to get a man to believe something when his salary depends on his not believing it."
That's your business too, Bill.
So you must believe this.
Okay, he's got the Upton Sinclair quote wrong. It's difficult to get a man to understand something when his salary depends on his not understanding it.
Ah.
He used the word, he substituted the word believe.
So you must believe this.
This is not a scientific anything. This is a belief system. And he actually proves it by using the word belief instead of understand.
Shut up, Slade.
Science.
So I predict that the year 2016 will be among the top 10 hottest years ever recorded.
Oh, I'm not a scientist.
I'm not a scientist either, but believe this.
You believe in the wrong religion, my friend. Douche.
Was it appropriate to jail the guys from Enron? Was it appropriate to jail people from the cigarette industry? So I can see where people are very concerned about this and are pursuing criminal investigations. So we'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens. So what we want to do is have a fee for carbon.
There it is.
I do apologize. I know I was a little late tonight.
See them on social media.
Lucifer plays a big part in a lot of what's going on nowadays.
Unleashing the will of Lucifer to the White House.
Start a crime, little baby.
yourself a blizzard with fudge.
Science!
Hillary Clinton.
I'm Hillary Clinton, and I approve this message.
Get out of my whoopee! Wisdom, 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 whoopee!
Get out of my
wisdom, 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 wisdom!
Classify!
Matter. I take it really seriously.
Vote for me because I'm a woman. One of my merits is I'm a woman. All these mothers vote for me because I'm a woman. Because I'm a woman. Vote for me because I'm a woman. One of my merits is I'm a woman. All these mothers vote for me because I'm a woman. Because I'm a woman.
A woman running to be the first woman president.
I cannot imagine anyone being more of an outsider than the first woman president.
Who can
president?
Be more of an outsider than a woman president?
Well, I can't think of anything more of an outsider than electing the first woman president.
A woman president of the United States of America.
I'm going to show my support by donating to No Agenda. Imagine all the people who could do that. Oh, yeah, that'd be fab.
Yeah, on No Agenda. In the morning.
Yow. I have to say, this is better than I thought. It's isn't unbelievable.
It? Yeah, and you hear these things like, oh, crap, yeah, remember that one? Oh, shoot, remember that one?
Yeah, a lot of the stuff you can't, yeah. It's like we should probably be using it again, some of this stuff.
Definitely.
Lost and found. Lost and found.
Yeah, but
we do want to remind people that this is a show that does need your support. We don't have anybody to thank this particular show because it's recorded, but we will mention everybody who contributes to the last show and this show on the next show, which will be next Thursday.
Yes.
And that would be, so you'd be a little longer list than usual, but we do want to remind you to definitely go to Dvorak.org/NA and help us continue this process.
Yeah,
until the next show.
Yeah, and during these summer months, I would also, like to thank, certainly we have a lot of executive producers, but also knights, dames, dukes, grand dukes, viscounts, baronets, barons, who have stepped up because it has been, it's summer is always tough. But I think that, the financial situation of the world has also been difficult. And, we've had some pretty slow episodes and people have stepped up. And it is, of course, highly appreciated because it's not a hobby. This is what we do for a living. And we're happy to do it. And we love providing the value. And it's always nice when we receive some value back, which is entirely up to your discretion. So indeed, Dvorak.org/NA. And we will have a another live show. Let me see. The situation is, this is Sunday, Monday. So Tina and I fly back. Actually, we fly back to Amsterdam tomorrow. And then Tuesday, we fly back to Texas. Quick turnaround, and then another show on Thursday. So we'll be lying. I'm sure
on that Thursday show, you're going to have some more fascinating stories.
Well, we hope to
airline travel,
but also, you know, we'll be in Nice in the Cannes area. So we'll maybe have a burkini report. You never know.
Burkinis.
That continues to rage in the south of France. And who knows? You know, a douchebag report from Saint-Tropez. My friend Michelle, who generously invited us to stop by. He lives in Saint-Raphaël, which is kind of in between Nice and Saint-Tropez. So it sounds cool to say, "Yeah, we'll be vacationing in Saint-Tropez," but it's not quite that bad. Saint-Raphaël is a beautiful little fisher.
There's
village.
A lot of nice villages in that entire area.
Yeah, the only thing. And Michelle was complaining about this, is they used to have fabulous restaurants down there by the harbor. They're all gone. And it's just gone. I don't know if it's just that particular town, but something, it really dried up. And so now you have to go to, either to Nice or Cannes.
Nice has got a lot of nice places.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
All right.
Okay, so we will remind you where you can support the program. Please remember us for that, and we'll be back in just a little bit to bid our adieu, to coin a phrase, right after we continue with our In the Mix in the Morning.
Dvorak.org/NA.
Okie doke. If we fall for okie doke just because it sounds funny or provocative, if the tweets are a bunch of okie doke.
Zika.
Zika.
Little
Zika.
Baby with a little bitty head.
With a baby with a small head.
They're going to have to make a little head. You watch.
Zika. Yeah. Where's the money?
$1.9 billion.
Zika. Yeah. Where's the money?
Let's have it now.
Zika. Yeah. Where's
the money? Small heads are coming. You're going to do it. You watch.
We're going to have a problem here.
If we fall for omissions of race or religion, if we fall for a bunch of
breathe. That's pretty bad.
If we turn against each other based on divisions of race, of religion, if we fall,
oh.
Okie doke, just because it sounds funny, or the tweets are
box at the tweet box at the tweet at the tweet at the tweet at the tweet at the box.
I know that you're doing another one of your coveted Miss USA reports, as I'm very excited about.
I think.
Time I would love to see a female put these 44 men down.
But hole. And they walk down the street. They
but.
Should be.
Put these 44.
To see and burn.
That you're doing another one.
Machine. Down the street, they'd be sweeping the sidewalk.
Candidacy of Bernie Sanders.
But hole. And they
are pursued by the zombie candidacy of Bernie
floating.
Who looks? And I've come to this conclusion. I'm going to go with, yep.
But.
Should be.
I, floating war machine.
Being pursued by the.
I've come to this conclusion.
Time I would love to see a female put these 44 men down.
That you put a broom in their mirror.
Very exciting.
Lethal. Floating.
Thing need title, so I
what hole.
See a female put
machine
being pursued by
that you put a broom in their butt.
Time I would love to see a female
David.
I know that you're doing
it by the zombie
man. Lovely, love it.
I
Sanders.
Time I would love to see a female
should be walk that you put a broom in their butt
hole.
Time I would love to see a female put
the
butt.
Here. Oh, oh. By the zombie.
I think.
Looks, and Sanders.
USA.
I'm going to go with David Icke here.
By the
zombie.
Love
it. I think. Looks, and I
know.
These 44 men down.
Oh.
Service for you.
going. Sounds funnier. Sounds funnier. Sounds funnier. Sounds funnier. Sounds
Excuse me,
I'm talking.
Excuse me, man. Excuse me.
Wait, can I finish?
I'm Neil deGrasse Tyson, bitch.
The shadow is that part of ourselves that we are ashamed of, that we feel guilty about. The shadow is that part of ourselves that we are ashamed of, that we feel guilty about. Embarrass you.
Pause to take a pill. Take a pill.
You're ignoring me. I'm going to embarrass you. That we are ashamed of, that we feel guilty about.
Ignoring me, I'm going to embarrass you.
Everyone has a shadow.
What complicated feats are we talking about?
A wealthy Chicago commodities broker with no known connection to the national security world.
Donald Trump is a retard.
He pouts, he's belligerent. Is that part of ourselves?
You know about pharmacological.
Can you mention the phrase the shadow?
For 25 years.
Everyone has a shadow.
Can you mention the phrase the shadow?
Ignoring me, there's emotional retardation of a 3-year-old. You're ignoring me, I'm going to embarrass you. Trump at the moment is in a way representing the shadow of our collective consciousness.
Bullshit!
Of course, making deals, and you allow that to happen, and you're okay with that on a golf course, making deals, and you allow that to happen. You're okay with that?
Let's give it up for the brothers.
There's a lot of cool men out here.
For the men out here, be better.
Be a part of your family's life. Do the dishes. You know, be better. Be better. Be a part of your family's life. Do the dishes. You know, be better.
Neil deGrasse Tyson, bitch.
Where are you now at this time? It's 10 p.m. Do you know where your killer asteroid is?
Do you need clean, potable water to water your lawn? No. You could use the water that came out of your dishwasher. Your grass is not going to care.
We're explorers, and it's in our DNA. It's 10 p.m. Do you know where your killer asteroid is? Because you got to flood a city or something. Otherwise, Hollywood doesn't buy the story. Gotta destroy some city.
I'm Neil deGrasse Tyson, bitch.
I like the geese.
Isn't it funny? You know, when I came here 17 years ago, and I said that I wanted to lead a campaign to get Britain to leave the European Union, you all laughed at me. Well, I have to say, you're not laughing now, are you? You're not laughing now, are you? We want our country back. We want our borders back. We want to be an independent, self-governing, normal nation. Funny, isn't it?
And could we take him at their word? Listen, we're talking about our grandkids, and he's asking me about my husband. Could that possibly be true?
The most obvious explanation, and probably the right one, is Bill Clinton is a really social guy, right?
A lot of conspiracy theories that somehow this is Bill Clinton talking to Loretta Lynch about clearing Hillary Clinton.
I think the issue is, again, what is my role in how that matter is going to be resolved? And so let me be clear on how that is going to be resolved.
The former president steps into her plane. They then speak for 30 minutes privately. The FBI there on the tarmac instructing everybody around, no photos, no pictures, no cell phones.
They happen to be at the same tarmac at the same time.
A lot of conspiracy theories.
And could we take him at their word? Listen, we're talking about our grandkids, and he's asking me about my husband. Could that possibly be true?
I will have more to say about this as the facts become more clear. For now, let me just say that...
Joining a gang is like having a family. It's feeling like you're part of something bigger than yourself. So we're either going to have gangs that murder and rob and do the things that are so destructive to the gang members and to the community, or we're going to have positive gangs. We're going to have positive alternatives for young people.
Pledge allegiance to the flag, to the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And a vital part of that movement is making absolutely sure that Hillary Clinton is our next president of the United States.
This woman has never been satisfied.
From Trump for increasing income or improving your kids' education.
This woman has never been satisfied.
Hillary Clinton believes in keeping families together. She believes in our
dream. This woman has never been satisfied.
Vindictive,
paranoid, narcissistic, power-hungry president will have a vagina.
A vagina.
Will have a vagina. This changes.
This woman has never been satisfied.
The greatest country on earth. We have always been about... tomorrow, your children and grandchildren will bless you forever if you do. God bless you. Thank you.
Not now, son. I'm making toast.
We wanted to create really good toast. We've been promising it, but it took us a while to kind of reformulate it. We didn't want to do an ordinary toast. Toast. We wanted to create really good toast. Toast.
I brought a few loaves, the bread that I baked at Mission High, and my toaster from home.
We wanted to create really good toast.
We came, we saw, and died.
Yay!
Hello, everybody.
We just need cash. I know a lot of people want to send blankets and water.
Just send your cash.
Whoa.
At some point he says bunghole in the middle of his little talk here, and I don't know why.
Our delegation cast the following bound votes: Ben Carson, John Kasich. Following bound votes: Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio. Bound votes:
Terry said earlier today, though, and I think it's an important reminder, you're playing the Pokemon thing right there, aren't you?
People in this hall see him as a man on a white horse.
Very dark. Labeled Hillary Clinton the candidate of death, destruction, terrorism, weakness, and mass lawlessness. Very dark.
It's time to deliver a victory for the American people.
Very dark.
Must break free from the petty politics of the past.
Great Trump speech, America first, stop wars, defeat the corrupt elites, protect our borders, fair trade. Couldn't have said it better.
This, I've never felt this way in my life.
Philly's gonna be fun.
Yeah.
I think it's gonna be a lot of fun. A lot more celebrities, a lot more Hollywood.
I made a mistake. That happens. It proves I'm human.
Who feels and doesn't work in my
soon. Pretty soon.
To the Batmobile.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Go, 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 go.
Hey.
Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out. Hey. Come on. Come on. I know that's right. Come on. Come on. I'm up in the house. Hey. No, 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 no. Okay. Come on. Come on, guys. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. Hey. Where was I? Hey, come on.
What Barack has cooked. You think I'm joking? I have two words for you. Predator drones.
Man moves for drone. Man moves for drone. Man moves for drone. Man moves for drone.
You'll never see it coming.
Hey,
we much, we must, and we will much about that be committed.
Adam's gonna read his
face
on the No Agenda show.
And this is from
a local toilet. She then a small child guilty for a local toilet. She then suggests the mess that they get a small local toilet. It's a good thing for me. Small toilet. She's for me. It's the mess. Let a local toilet. A local toilet. A local toilet. Small. This trigger.
Wow. I am really high.
Toilet. Small child trigger jumping bell. A small local toilet. Small child guilty. A small local toilet. She child guilty. A small local toilet. Small child local toilet. Respond to same thing. A toilet. She that it triggered her. The toilet. The same suitably. They respond to saying a local toilet. Managing director was good scene. They saying that nobody will split. She then suggests that they come on to clean a small local toilet. They say, she then suggests that they come to build a small local toilet. They spot this clean up. Good suggestion. Build a set. It's a good suggestion. Clean up the mess. And something said it's a better job for quote. The, it's a better quote. The, it's
kiss my fat ass.
To make an example of some typical slaves, he just reads the comments on their Facebook page. Gonna read Facebook. Gonna lose some brain cells. Gonna read Facebook. Gonna read comments from shills. Wayne Adam needs to make an example of some typical slaves. He just reads the comments on their Facebook page. Gonna read Facebook. Gonna lose some brain cells. Gonna read Facebook. Read comments from shills.
Gyne, chit-chit-chit-chit-chit-con. Chit-chit-con. Chichikan, Chichikan, Gaini, Chichikan, Chichikan,
Chichikan,
Chichikan, Chichikan,
let me rock it, got a feel for you.
Chichikan,
what you tell me what you wanna do? Do you feel for me the way I feel for you?
Chichikan,
let me tell you what I wanna do. I wanna love you, wanna hug you, wanna squeeze you too.
Wow. 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 Wow.
Really high. Really high. Really high. Really high.
Wow.
By that time, it really started to hit really high. Really high. Really high.
Wow.
I couldn't stop. By that time, it really started to hit. By that time, it really started to hit. By that time, it really started to hit. I couldn't stop. I couldn't stop. I couldn't stop. Really high.
Wow.
I am really high.
Drop me some beats. And then we need some lyrics.
The history of crackers are as old as fire eating itself. If you were to say, hey, here's a cracker, an old theater operator would say, you got that cracker, yeah.
Save the bullshit. What's your agenda? Save the bullshit. What's your agenda?
And it'll be great. We just got to rock the rhythm to the rhyme, y'all.
Save the bullshit.
ya.
Anti-social media. This election cycle has turned a lot of social media into anti-social media. Anti-social media. Torch-wielding mobs and sharks in a feeding frenzy. Anti-social media. Nasty anonymous comments are a significant part of a much bigger problem. Anti-social media. This election cycle has turned a lot of social media into anti-social media. Anti-social media. Torch-wielding mobs and sharks in a feeding frenzy. Anti-social media. Nasty anonymous comments are a significant part of a much bigger problem.
Boobs, 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 boobs.
If you're white, you're a racist. If you're male, you're a pig. If you're cis, you are privileged. Skin is shaming if you're big. And if you're straight, you're homophobic. Heaven help if you're wrong. So don't have an opinion and just do what you're told.
You fucking selfish, dumbass idiot. I'm a passenger in your car. Yeah, you're welcome. It's not sad, it's important. It's actually super relevant. You will be published on Gawker, and you'll be like the next internet meme. It's going to be super funny. You're going to be on Gawker. It's actually super relevant. Yeah, no, I do want YouTube because it's actually deeply offensive to the continent of Hawaii. And you'll be like the next internet meme. It's going to be super funny. You fucking selfish, dumbass idiot. You are being rude. It'll be like the next internet meme. It's gonna be super funny.
What is a sus mom? What is a sus mom? What is a sus mom? What happens in somebody's mind, or how dark their heart must be? What the paranoid fringe now calls itself alt-right. 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 The paranoid fringe now calls itself alt-right. Right. This is so disgusting. The paranoid fringe now calls itself alt-right. This is so disgusting. The paranoid fringe now calls itself alt-right. This is so disgusting. What is sus mom? What happens in somebody's mind, or how dark their heart must be?
But, he's a dud. He's got nowhere. He's now he's just kind of like stoned. Stoned.
Boy. We have
have 63 days to go.
I'm going to preach against the sodomite maker, Barack Hussein Obama, the son of Satan.
I will consider it a personal insult, personal insult.
He's got a burning in his butter. He's got a fire. He's got a flame coming out.
I will consider it a personal insult, personal insult.
He's got a burning in his butter. He's got a fire. He's got a flame coming out.
I will consider it a personal insult, an insult to my legacy. If this community lets down its guard and fails to activate itself in this election, you want to give me a good send-off? Go vote! Go vote!
He's got a flame. He's got to have special asbestos diapers.
Go vote! Go vote!
He's got a flame. He's got to have special asbestos diapers.
I think that it's man caused. Should we take the long term view when it comes to global warming? And the long term view is that in billions of years, the sun is going to actually grow and encompass the earth, right? So global warming is in our future.
I think I could stand up there for the whole day and not say anything and say a move as a leader.
And what is Aleppo? What is Aleppo?
Come gather round, douchebag, producer and slave, as we all thank your brothers and sisters who gave, and some of them knights, some of them dames, for the titles are a changing.
Boy, don't vote for Donald, he will grab you by the pussy. He will grab you by the pussy. You stop it, grab you by the pussy. He will grab you by the pussy.
Talking to you now, lady.
Grab you by the pussy.
Meow, meow.
Grab you by the pussy.
Don't go for him. He'll
grab you by the pussy.
One more time, girl.
Grab you by the pussy.
What will we do with the drunken donor? What will we do with the drunken donor? What will we do with the drunken donor? A lie in the morning. Hooray, John and Adam. Hooray, John and Adam. Hooray, John and Adam. A lie in the morning. Make them listen to no agenda. Make them listen to no agenda. Make them listen to no agenda. A lie in the morning. Give them camaraderie douching. Give them camaraderie douching. Give them camaraderie douching. A lie in the morning. Hooray, John and Adam. Hooray, John and Adam. Hooray, John and Adam.
By a super secret group inside the CIA.
Well, I don't know, because of
inside Langley, CIA super hackers use that information to direct is being run by
a headed penis. She would be a grandpa. That's how we say.
But I think it's going to be necessary. It's going to be possible. I think the answer is obviously not censorship.
Being run by a super secret group.
For 100%, I don't know.
Inside Langley, CIA super hackers.
Barrier racing.
In just about all cases, it's nonsense.
I inside the CIA.
Have an awkward encounter with
Langley's CIA super hackers.
I actually do. I
being run by a super secret group inside.
We do not know.
Inside lepers.
Because if a guy, I actually do not know.
It'd be a grandpa. That's how we say.
Invaders coming in.
Invaders.
And sorry, it's going to be possible.
Penis.
Our super secret group inside.
She would be a grandpa.
Mess with
penis. She would be a grandpa.
In just about all cases,
am I headed penis?
If
a super secret group is being run by a super secret group inside the CIA.
For possible, I think the answer is obviously not censorship.
No, no. Why do you bring it up then?
What he just everything he said is about censorship.
Thanks, Obama.
Get this, Donald. Nasty women are tough. Nasty women are smart. And nasty women are nasty. Get this, Donald. Nasty women are tough. Nasty women are smart. And nasty women are nasty. Get this, Donald. Nasty women are tough.
Thank you so very much for being here. And I love you all, too. Last night, I congratulated Donald Trump.
What do I say when it's all over?
This is not the outcome we wanted.
Sorry seems to be the hardest word.
And I'm sorry that we did not win this election.
It's sad.
I'm sorry.
So sad.
I'm sorry.
With the sad, sad situation.
This is not the outcome we wanted. We did not win this election. And I'm sorry.
It's sad.
So sad.
So sad.
I hope that he will be a successful president for all Americans.
Oh, it seems to me.
And I'm sorry.
But sorry seems to be the hardest word.
We did not win this election.
What am I gonna do?
Woo! All right.
Well, that was a lot better than I thought it was gonna be, because I hadn't pre-listened to it, and I hadn't been listening to your little previews you've been sending out to the regulars that listen on the stream. If you can do another one of these, I'm game. Everyone's going to love this thing.
Yeah. Now we'll definitely do another one. You know, we won't be airing it very soon, but I'm kind of in the mode for it, so I don't mind putting some more together. And not everybody knows that you're actually quite the techno fan.
Oh, I love techno. It's true. It's a fact. Fact.
I know. And I think that because of that, a lot of people were very inspired to do some techno stuff just for you.
Yeah. I've been listening to techno forever. I mean, it's one of the great things to listen to when you're on an airplane trying to get some sleep.
Really?
It's because it's hypnotic. It's hypnotic. You can listen to it. Next thing you know, you've arrived.
What's better than that? Our voices and techno. Talk about hypnotic.
Yeah. Holy moly.
All right, everybody. We will return on Thursday. I'll be coming to you from Austin, Texas. John, of course, will be in Northern Silicon Valley. Until then, coming to you from somewhere in between France and Texas in the morning, everybody, I'm Adam Curry.
And from Northern Silicon Valley, as mentioned, I'm John C. Dvorak.
We'll talk to you again on Thursday, right here on No Agenda. And as always, adios, mofos!